Hey there, Patty Dominguez here. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of the Positioning to Profit podcast. It's episode 97, and today is a solo show. I love doing the solo shows just as much as I love having my guests on. So today I am going to be covering a very important inquiry that I received via email from a fellow coach who asked, I'm interested in your expertise in positioning versus marketing, and I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about the differences between positioning and marketing. So there was a number of other questions there that I'm going to be tackling. I said, oh my gosh, great question. Thanks for reaching out. You've inspired me to address your questions, and I'm going to be covering those answers on the podcast. And so here we are. We're on the podcast, and I figured that these are questions that people have, and to make sure that I'm answering, helping, so that I can relay the utmost importance of positioning. So that's on the show. So before we go into the show, remember that if you are interested in complimentary coaching, check out thecafecall.com, cafe standing for corrective action, faster earnings, to help you get past those pesky marketing challenges and let go of the random acts of marketing, and joining me for this group Zoom call that's happening on Thursday, May 20th in the afternoon. For all the details, head on over to thecafecall.com, where I will be joining you to help you through questions. It's always a good time. It's what I do for INE, which is the Incan, it's the Incan philosophy of the law of reciprocity, where it's a pure give. I love doing them. It brings me joy. And in turn, I know that the universe has got my back, and someone out there will say, you know what, Patty, let me see, how do I work with you? And it's awesome. It's a win-win. So I'm just putting the good into motion in the universe. And as a result, it brings me joy, makes people happy. So win-win. All right. And so with that, that is what I have for today, the solo show. What is the difference between positioning and marketing? And with that, on with the show. And here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me, because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, Patty Dominguez here. Thank you so much for checking out the show. As mentioned, I received an inquiry from a fellow coach, and she was asking for some good counsel on how to differentiate the difference between positioning versus marketing. So, question number one, thank you, Deborah, is what is the difference in the relationship between the two, positioning and marketing? So I thought the best place to head to is to give it under an explanation of what is positioning and then how it relates to marketing. So one of the most famous books on positioning is from Al Reese and Jack Trout. In 1980, they wrote a book on positioning and called it Positioning: The Battle for Your Mind. And I think that one of the best quotes that they have addresses the very core of what I think positioning is. So positioning, they say, is not what you do to a product. Positioning is what you do to the mind of the prospect. Because let's face it, and at the time in 1980 when they wrote this, they were speaking specifically, I think, about consumer packaged goods. Okay, so in the space that we are in the entrepreneur space, which a lot of you, most of you listening to this, have a product or service, right? It's a solopreneur space, apples, oranges between consumer packaged goods and the entrepreneur space. However, it is absolutely important, in my opinion, to have positioning in place, because the fact of the matter is the competition is fierce. So with what you do, there's a good chance, if you've ever made any money in what you're doing, there's a lot of competition out there, because I do work with different types of coaches and entrepreneurs. So you could be a wealth coach, health coach, fitness coach, prosperity coach, you know, intuitive coach, energy coach, any of these things, you know. The fact is, there is a lot of competition. There's also the difference between direct and indirect competitors. Meaning, if I have a pain in my back, I may go to a chiropractor, but an indirect competitor for that chiropractor would be, let's say, an acupuncturist. So some people go to acupuncturists, other people go to a chiropractor. This is an example of an indirect competitor. The fact here that I want to really focus on is that your prospects, hopefully your premium prospects, they have so many choices. So many choices, in fact, that they are tuning out a lot of noise, right? Because in their mind, they're thinking, okay, here we go. People bombarding me with their stuff. And the fact is, they're only thinking of what's in it for me. And they're also skeptical, right? There's a level of skepticism there that says, okay, so you're telling me you're the best. Well, yeah, we'll prove it. And that's just the nature of the environment in which we're in. Lots and lots of competition. So going back to that quote from Reese and Trout, where they're talking about positioning is what you do to the mind of a prospect, I say positioning is capturing mindshare. And then when you're capturing that mindshare, it's because you've substantiated that position in their mind. What is it that I mean by that? Well, my goal is that if you're thinking about positioning, marketing, I want you to think of me. So that is why I talk about positioning specifically. So let me give you an example. Before I focused on the positioning as that flag to plant, so to speak, I was saying, oh, I'm a coach, I'm a business coach, and that is not enough, because how many people are saying that they're business coaches, okay? Or I could have said, I'm a marketing coach, or I'm a social media coach, or what have you. That's just not enough anymore. The fact is that you really want to focus on what is that white space that I talk about? Where are you carving that niche, right? So in order to have that positioning, there's just some elements in there. As I talked about, there's skepticism that your prospects are having when you say, oh, this is what you do. So what you want to focus on is substantiating that positioning. What do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. It means having proof points. Proof that you can do what you say you're going to do, right? What are the proof points? How do I, as a prospect of yours, know that you can do what you say you can do? The other one is promise. Is the promise clear? That kind of ties into brand promise. Like, is what you say you're going to do for me, is it clear? Because what happens there is that you want to meet the expectations of your clients. Because if it falls short, if your expectations fall short, that hurts your brand. Okay, so you have, again, your proof points, you want to have your promise clear, and you want to be differentiated. And obviously by differentiated, I mean, how are you different? Okay, so one of the key questions that was asked, well, what's the difference between positioning and marketing? And here's the catch. Positioning is actually the work that you're doing before you put yourself out there. It's literally the foundation of your business. And it really drills down on what you're going to say, who you're going to say it to, and how you're going to say it. And in order for you to focus on positioning, you really want to be doing your market research and understanding who is your prospect, what prospect do you want to be working with, what are their pain points, how are they finding solutions for that pain point? Who else is solving that pain point? What else is your prospect buying? What else have they tried? So the idea here is that you want to have a very intimate understanding of who that premium prospect is, because they're the only ones that matter. They are at the core of what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. Okay, so one of the best things to understand is that positioning is the equivalent. I always paint this picture, and I feel like it really captures the moment when I say positioning is like you want to build a dream house, and imagine the most perfect dream house that you want to build. Positioning is the equivalent of hiring an architect who is going to draw up the blueprints. Positioning are the blueprints. Positioning is the strategy. Okay, that's what's really important for you to understand. That's why most people, when they're building their dream house, they're thinking, oh, I want a pool, and I want my great room to look like this, and I want kitchen with whatever soapstone counter, et cetera, et cetera. Though that's all like the features and these little perks. That's branding. That goes into visual imagery. And you really want to start your dream, building your dream home by having that architect create those blueprints. That's positioning. Positioning is that, again, it's that in internal work that you're doing. Not necessarily the process of it is going out to the public, right? It's not an external thing, but there are elements, like I talked about, like understanding what are the proof points, what's your promise, how are you differentiated, how are you substantiating that position. So one of the best ways to do that also is, like, are you emotionally connecting the dots for your prospect? Because Zig Ziglar, famous for selling, author, legend, he said, people buy an emotion, they justify with logic. So you definitely want to add in those elements of the emotional ties to what it is that you're selling and conveying so that people are remembering these things. And one of the best ways to do that is through story, right? And then you want to back up what it is you're selling by logic. In other words, what are the features and all these other things that really matter when they're making the decision to buy? But again, all of this has to do with positioning. Now, marketing is what you do to get the word out, right? So that you are pitching what it is that you're doing. Now that you have your positioning, now the marketing of that is the promoting of your product or service. How are you going to be promoting? Well, because you did your market research and all that good stuff, you're going to know that your premium prospect is hanging out, let's say, on Pinterest or on Instagram. So you're very calculated. You're zero focused on what it is that, where you should be fishing, right? Because you just don't want to be casting a wide net onto the ocean and hoping you're going to catch that premium prospect. No, you want to be fishing where your premium fish are, because you've done the homework to find out where that premium fish are. So then you want to be marketing in those pools. And the difference here is that you're being selective, you're being discerning. And when you have these elements in place, I mean, imagine similarly, right? If you are selling premium shoes, you're not going to be selling them at Walmart. You're never going to find Christian Louboutins at Walmart or Target, and they're never going to be on sale. They're going to be a boutique type of offering, because Christian Louboutin, the red bottoms, have positioned that shoe to be a premium product. So this is it. It's like capturing mindshare as it relates to how you want to show up. That is all positioning. And the marketing is, okay, now that I have my positioning in place, where am I going to be hanging out? What kind of marketing am I going to be doing? In other words, what net am I going to be casting out? Is it going to be with a webinar? Is it going to be with a challenge? Am I going to do Facebook Lives? It's just the promotion of you and your brand. That's the marketing, okay? And so the question, another question is, like, what is involved in nailing down your positioning? As I mentioned, it is all that foundational work of understanding your market, market research, who are your competitors, who is your premium prospect, what are their pain points, what are they saying, where are they hanging out, what other alternatives are they seeking? That's all the work that most people are not willing to do. So this goes beyond geographic, demographic, psychographic. All of that is very surface level. We want to go deep in understanding, because as I always say, like, one of the best compliments you can get is when somebody says, oh my gosh, it's like you're in my head and you so get me. When you've heard that, you know you've nailed your positioning, okay? So this is what you want to be focused on, is that process of doing that groundwork, the process of doing that internal review. Who is it you want to serve? How you want to serve them? Why are you doing what you're doing? All of that internal work. Okay, so number three question was, where does one start in articulating the positioning? I would definitely start with figuring out who you want to serve. What is it that you have? How is it different? See, the other thing is that most people say, oh, I have this certification or that certification. And I'm sorry to tell you, my friend, that is just not enough, right? I see that a whole lot. I have my MBA, this and that. It's like, that's not enough. Consider that cost of entry, but that is not a competitive advantage. A competitive advantage is when you're saying something that's new, unique, and interesting, because that's what the brain will go to, anything that's new, unique, and interesting. So this is where you want to stand out. You know, what's the new conversation that you're talking about that others haven't heard before? That is why I could easily say, you know, I'm an online marketing coach, but the fact of the matter is I'm not. I'm talking about positioning, and that's where I want to plant my flag, and that's the mind share I want to capture. So what is your mind share that you want to capture? What is it that you want to be known for, right? And so question number four here that I have is, how specifically one uses that positioning. exactly what I mentioned. Where is it? What's that conversation that people haven't heard before that you want to be talking about? So that's where I'm focused on. I'm talking about positioning, and I can talk about other clients of mine that they have carved out that differentiation in such a unique way. When somebody who is their prospect hears the message, they say to them, wow, how do you do that? Or tell me more about that. That's how you know they've heard something new, unique, and interesting. Something new, because let's face it, as mentioned, the competition is super, super fierce, okay? And then question number five here is your process for working with someone, determining their positioning. What are the results when someone is complete working with you? Well, the idea here is whether I have a client that I'm working with one-on-one or through Prolific Cafe, which is the membership that I have specifically for women who are coaches, entrepreneurs, etc., is that I focus very heavily on positioning. That to me is the starting point. It's like you talk to me about your dream home, we focus on positioning first. And if you are a more seasoned professional and you're looking at more advanced strategies, same rules apply. We always want to make sure that we have our positioning nailed down, because depending on where you are in your business, you may be thinking about a repositioning strategy, right? So say, for example, that you've been known for one thing and you want to switch the direction ever so slightly or make a complete, you know, move and change. You want to reposition what you stand for. Then that would be the starting point. So again, at whatever level, whether it's one-on-one through Prolific Cafe, which is a membership that I have, or the Prolific Inner Circle, these are the things, that's the foundational principles. It's no different than, I think of football, when Vince Lombardi would start every football season holding a football up, telling the team, hey, this is a football. You always want to start at the fundamentals, the foundation, and positioning is just that. It's the foundation. All right, so if you're interested in taking your positioning, standing out uniquely, making the competition irrelevant, then I invite you to check out prolificcafe.com. And when you check that out, you can schedule a call with me directly and we can have an exploratory conversation, because I want to make sure that Prolific Cafe is a good fit for you. And if you are a more advanced seasoned marketer who is looking for scaling your business, Prolific Inner Circle would be your ticket. And you can check out that page at positioningtoprofit.com/innercircle. And with that, thank you so much for checking out today's show. Let me know what you think. Tag me over on social, on Instagram, or feel free to reach out. Send me a DM, all the things. And of course, if you've enjoyed this episode or any of the Positioning to Profit episodes, please head on over and leave a review. I greatly appreciate it so much, and I'll give you a shout out on the show. All right, with that, thank you so much. I look forward to catching up with you next time. And please remember, your message matters. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.